This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And First Thursday is going outside for the summer with the Oregon Department of Human Services. Catherine Garland is with the agency. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for allowing us.
So first of all, explain what First Thursday has been for the last few months.
Yeah, so it. I guess we did a soft launch back in November 2022, just about 6-7 months ago. And it was an opportunity for ODHS to really show up into the community as a host, to provide community partners space to share their resources, for us to step in and provide the community with some needed services as well. And it's grown and it's grown, and we've reached capacity in our lobby space. So for the summer, we thought, let's make it a block party outside in our parking lot. So it's coming up June 1st.
Well, I know you've only got a certain amount of space indoors there outside of the offices, but outside you've got a lot of space.
Yes. Yeah, that beautiful building we moved into in 2017. There's a courtyard. If anyone's seen it, it's a part of our parking lot space. It's never utilized by staff or otherwise. So we want to use the southwest corner of our parking lot to utilize it, bring tables, and create a space where folks want to stay while, have a meal, and utilize the space for the resources too.
And right there on Harvard, where a lot of people are driving by. Now, talk about some of the other folks that are going to be a part of this.
Yeah, so for June 1st, we have a lot of our partners who've been a part from the beginning. So Feeding Umpqua is coming, bringing their food distribution truck, providing free produce. And as long as you meet their Oregon Food Bank income levels, you can get as much as you want. Free clothing that's donated from our staff in the building. And then beyond that, partners, we have Onward Roseburg, we have the Umpqua Valley Rainbow Collective. We have up to 30 partners coming, so I could go on and on, but it's going to be quite the scene.
So kind of what's the focus of this? It seems like you can touch a lot of folks, or a lot of agencies can touch a lot of folks in one place.
Yeah. The thought we had with it was ODHS, we don't need to do a lot of marketing. When folks are in need of services, they know where to find us. So we thought, during those first 10 days of the month, how do we really provide an opportunity where they're going to get a one-stop shop? They're not only going to get the services from us, but then we wanted to see if we could bring in as many partners to meet the mental health needs, adapt drug and alcohol needs, whatever we want someone who may only show up for one thing to show up and see, wow, there's dozens of other community partners doing great work that I could utilize their resources to.
Because a lot of the people that you're helping really do need help, not just in one aspect of life, but many.
Absolutely. And I think over the last several years in community partnership work, working for ODHS, the community has needs that are beyond just our four walls. And so we're really trying to break down silos in the community. I think that's an overall vision for ODHS, is to meet the community where they're at, not necessarily how we think we should show up. So we're breaking down some walls, quite literally, in going outside. And we're hoping to be kind of a spectacle on Harvard, for it to be a scene and for folks to have no idea what it is, but to come anyway and be blown away with what they'll receive.
So introduce who you brought with you today.
Yeah. So I brought my direct supervisor, Roberto Perez. He's one of our operations managers at the ODHS Roseburg Self-Sufficiency Office.
So, Roberto, talk about how you've seen this evolve over the last several months.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for having me here. Well, it's tremendous growth. It has grown from just a little bit of food that we were able to give away and some interview clothing to now just showcasing the variety and all the efforts that our partners bring to the table here in Douglas County, which is something very important to us, to showcase all our partners and all the good work that's being done.
How long have you been with the agency?
I've been with the agency now 10 years, actually. I just got my certificate yesterday.
So you get that when you make 10 years?
Yes. They give you a nice little diploma-looking thing that says 10 years.
Well, cool. How did you get into this line of work?
By happenstance. I never thought that I'd be doing work for the state. I was doing a lot of work with casino resorts, and I thought that was where my career path was. I had my own restaurant for a while. This work, the opportunity came. I was doing bilingual eligibility services, and that was an opportunity since I am bilingual, and then from there, it just ignited my passion for the outreach work. And then, you know, it took a few years, but I got into a position that I could do this kind of work, and so happy to do it.
So, Catherine, talk about how you got into working for Oregon Department of Human Services.
Yeah, so I had graduated with my master's in community development up in Portland, and moved down to Roseburg. Did not know what opportunities there would be for, you know, on the ground community development work, but ODHS seemed like a natural fit in the human services, social services realm. So I actually started at the front desk, and Roberta was my manager at the front desk, and, you know, slowly moved into eligibility, and then realized, oh, community outreach and community development are hand in hand. And so I joined about 4 years ago into this role, took a stint into child welfare during COVID to help in resource parent recruitment. And now I'm back, and it just feels like the time is right post-COVID in a sense. You know, people are meeting again, and we just felt like this is an opportunity to really shine and also see even greater needs that we might be able to meet in the community.
So again, first Thursday outside for the summer, and that starts 1 week from today.
1 week from today, we're going to have a dunk tank. We're going to have a meal provided to the community. Even if you're not sure what to expect, come even for the meal. We would love to have more than we expect arrive, and we're expecting hundreds to show up.
All right, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. next week, Oregon Department of Human Services. Catherine and Roberto, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.